So, as was said, the brave prince began his march to go to the town of Mansoul. I'm sorry, let me back this up just in case I messed up something there. So, as was said, the brave prince began his march to go to the town of Mansoul. Captain Belief led the company while Captain Patience brought up the rear. The other three, with their men, made up the main body, and the prince himself rode in his chariot at the head of them. But when they set out for their march, oh, how the trumpets sounded, their armor glittered, and how the colors waved in the wind. The prince's armor was all of gold, and it shone like the sun in the sky. The captain's armor was sufficiently firm to resist penetration and appeared like the glittering stars. There were also some from the court who were not a part of any company, but rode along for the love they had toward King Shaddai and for the happy deliverance of the town of Mansoul. Emmanuel also, when he went forward to rescue the town of Mansoul, took with him, at the commandment of his father, 44 battering rams and 22 slings with which to hurl stones. Every one of these was made of pure gold, and these they carried with them in the heart and body of their army, all along as they went to Mansoul. So they marched until they came within just under 3 miles of the town, and there they stayed until the first four captains went there to explain the situation. Having been sufficiently briefed, they continued their journey to the town of Mansoul, and unto Mansoul they arrived. But when the old soldiers who were in the camp saw that they had new forces to join them, they again gave such a shout before the walls of the town of Mansoul that it frightened Diabolus one more time. So they sat down before the town, not as the other four captains had, that is, they didn't camp only against the gates of Mansoul, but they surrounded it on every side and closed in both front and behind, so that no matter which way Mansoul looked, it saw force and power set in siege against it. Besides, there were mounts cast up against it. The Mount Gracious was on the one side, and Mount Justice was on the other. Furthermore, there were several small banks and advanced grounds as Plain Truth Hill and No Sin Banks, where many of the slings were placed against the town. Upon Mount Gracious were planted four, and upon Mount Justice were planted as many. And the rest were conveniently placed in several parts around about the town. Five of the best battering rams, that is, of the biggest of them, were placed upon Mount Hearken, a mount right next to Eargate, with intent to break that open. Now when the men of the town saw the multitude of the soldiers that had come up against the place, and the rams and slings, and the mounts on which they were planted, together with the glittering of armor and the waving of their colors, they were forced to shift, and shift, and again to shift their thoughts, having difficulty maintaining stout thoughts, but rather thoughts more faint. For though they thought themselves sufficiently guarded before, yet now they began to think that no man knew what would happen, or how it might end for them. When the good prince, Emmanuel, had besieged Mansoul, at first he hung out the white flag, which he caused to be set up among the golden slings planted upon Mount Gracious. And this he did for two reasons. One, to give notice to Mansoul that he could and would still be gracious if they turned to him. And two, that he might leave them the more without excuse, should he destroy them if they continued in the rebellion. So the white flag, with the three golden doves on it, was hung out for two consecutive days to give them time and space to consider. But they, as was hinted before, made no reply to the favorable signal of the prince, as if they were unconcerned. Then the prince commanded, and they set the red flag upon the mount called Mount Justice. It was the red flag of Captain Judgment, whose shield was the burning fiery furnace, and this also stood waving before them in the wind for several days in a row. But look how they carried it under the white flag when it was hung out. They also did likewise for the red one, and still the prince took no advantage of them. Then he commanded again that his servants should hang out the black flag of defiance against them, whose coat of arms was the three burning thunderbolts. But Mansell was just as unconcerned at this as at those flags raised before. So when the prince saw that neither mercy nor judgment nor execution of judgment would or could come near the heart of Mansell, he was touched with a great deal of regret and painful sorrow and said, "Surely this strange conduct from the town of Mansell rather arises from ignorance of the manner and acts of war than from a secret defiance of us and hatred of their own lives. Or if they know the manner of the war from their own worldly experience, yet they do not know the rites and ceremonies of the wars in which we are concerned when I make wars upon my enemy, Diabolus." To be continued. I forgive you because you've all been sick. That wasn't so robust as it has been before. But that's okay. You all have been sick. Now for questions. In the second paragraph, Mr. Bunyan describes the armor of Prince Emmanuel. Why does he describe it like this? Read John chapter 17, verse 5, representing the gold, and Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, representing the sun, and explain how these verses are proofs for his description. Why is it important to think and reflect upon the truths concerning who Jesus is and what he has done upon the cross? Read John chapter 16, verse 14, and Romans chapter 8, verse 6, and discuss with your parents why these are scripture proofs for your answer. The next, this one may be a hard one. In the third paragraph, that at the command of Emmanuel's father, he took with him 44 battering rams and 22 slings, the rams and slings made of pure gold. What do you suppose these rams and slings represent? Here's a hint. How many books are there in the Bible? Why do you think Mr. Bunyan divided them in this way? Extra credit, more high fructose corn syrup for the young person that can give me that answer. Or if you don't want the high fructose corn syrup, you can still give me the answer. Prince Emmanuel set up three flags for Mansell: the white flag of grace, the red flag of judgment, and the black flag of execution of judgment or consequence. Why did Mansell ignore these flags? Read Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 to help with your answer.